It is August. It's Women's Month. Tomorrow, it is the 9th of August, which is Women's Day. And we've got something very special happening. And I happen to see outside this woman who's looking quite divine with this lovely jacket on it with a thing that says president. And I just know, I know something like a Hell's Angel, perhaps. And she looks quite gorgeous. And I thought, I said, oh, ma'am, what is your name? And she goes, I'm Heather. Hello, I'm Heather. And I'm an iron feather. And then next to Heather, I saw Justin, Hell's Angels, Durban Justin. Everyone knows him. And then just behind Justin, there's Pravesh. Oh, East Coast Motorcycle Club Pravesh coming and looking so cool. And how can we forget old Max, our old time bandit, our private man Max? He can't use a club, that's how cool he is. And they have come to us this morning to tell us about some amazing stuff that's happening. But first, we say a big Hell's Angels East Coast Radio welcome to Heather, Justin, Pravesh and Max. Hi.
Thank you.
So we hear about Hell's Angels all the time. We hear you when you're on the road. Some of the nicest sounding. It's one vehicle you can actually feel as it goes by. So a quick one, Hell's Angels. Can you explain? Because when you came in here and I said, oh, so you're all Hell's Angels. And then Justin was like, no, we got an Iron Feather. We've got East Coast Motor Club. How does this work?
Oh, well, Hell's Angels is synonymous to international. So we're international club. And we've been around for many, many years, you know, since 1948, 74 years old. A lot of biking has been learned from Hell's Angels, put it that way. We're a club by ourselves. We stick to ourselves. We're very secretive.
Okay, you can say that. Yeah, exclusive.
Private.
Private, yeah, if you want to call it like that. We don't like to be out there in the public. I was just telling you early on that this is...
it's a first.
It's a first. It's history, this. I mean, so you got Hell's Angels, and then obviously we cooperate a lot with biking in general, which is where the Iron Feathers and East Coast Motorcycles and Max and...
So you're the only Hell's Angel here, or is everyone a Hell's Angel here?
No.
So Hell's Angel, because you know what I realize when people talk, they say, oh, you know, where's the Hoover? They're speaking of a vacuum cleaner, and I think that's the same thing. For us, Hell's Angels is anyone on a bike with a jacket and some badges. And I mean, we've got four of you here on mic. One of the four, a woman. Heather, is it still a shock that there are women in the motorcycle clubs, or is it way more equal now with men and women in the clubs?
No, it's getting a lot better. There's always been women in motor clubs and in the biking industry, but more women are obviously putting up their hands now and starting in clubs and starting to do more initiatives and stuff like that. And it's just a sign of the times how, you know, things are changing and women are getting more freedom and more confidence. And the biking community is changing and becoming more accepting. You know, like everything changes. So
yeah, in the car industry.
Yes.
And I mean, you see it yourself. You know, when you go past and I'm going to say it, a woman on the freeway, she's driving whatever car, her steering wheel is 2 centimeters from her face, her elbows are at her side, and she's going 40, and you're like, oh, women drivers. When it comes to the motorcycles, are the women rocking it, or do we still have a bad rap when it comes to ladies in sports, motorsports?
No, ladies are rocking it. There's a woman drag racer down in Cape Town. There's a couple of years ago, Anna from overseas won the Super Sport GP for the 300cc. You've got the...
But I'm talking like here in Durban and KZN.
Well, yeah, we're trying to...
Are we representing...
Yeah, so I've got a brand called Babs and Iron as well. Me trying to get more women riding. I've got a women's club. There's a lot of women presidents of other clubs as well. You've got to be able to ride and put it up, and women can do it.
Yes,
you might be smaller, but be still powerful.
That's my girl. So you're here all today. Pravesh, maybe you can take this one. There's a really cool venture that is happening on Tuesday, tomorrow. Can you tell us a little bit about this venture?
The venture started with Max and another gentleman by the name of Victor. They were the liaison between Hell's Angels and us. With the recent floods in Durban and stuff like that, the guys wanted to do something and help out. So we've been busy with that, trying to raise hampers and canned goods and stuff like that. And then it so happened it came towards the time of, it was a Women's Month was coming up. We're doing this hamper drive, a food drive, but also creating awareness against gender-based violence. So we want to bring all of that out in one aspect. Like Justin said, this is the first time we've all come together to do something, and it's amazing. We all come from absolutely different walks of life, but we're prepared to do something together for the greater good of the community.
Is this usually, and I want to ask this gently, is this usually a space where one club is put up against another club? So this club versus that club, and that's why it's such a big deal that you're all coming together now? Or is it more just like, we just keep to ourselves, and the fact that we're coming together now is just a once off?
I think it's more we keep to ourselves. Okay. I mean, you know, a lot of people have got this misconception about biking.
Yes, please let's go there because we do. You guys are scary and you like eat live animals and...
You know, Kelly, almost every rally or day jol or anything that we go to, there's every race, color, or creed in there. And we get on like a house on fire. There is no issues at all. I think the guys will bail me out on this. When it comes to giving back to the community, the bikers are some of the people that do the most amount of work with regards to that. Like Justin said, this is the first time we've come together, I mean, different clubs together just for the greater good of the community.
Sure. And then, so Max, this was your idea.
Not really. It was a combination of Victor's and myself and the Angels, who actually spoke to us and said they want to do something in this vein. And I just believe that bikers are such a brotherhood. It's a brotherhood, irrespective of where you are, what bike you ride, what kit you wear. It's all for the good of something. And I think this, when it all, we got together and had a meeting with the Hells Angels, and it just made such sense that they wanted to come on board and actually push this because of reputation, because of it, and show that there is, amongst all bikers, there's this brotherhood that we want to help. We're not this image that's been painted for so many years. And I just think, and the timing was just perfect, which we actually, Justin happened to find. We had other dates planted, but all of a sudden Justin said, well, what about that date? And which just worked out absolutely beautifully.
So then this brotherhood, sisterhood,
yes.
What are we doing on Tuesday? What is going to be happening and who are we collecting for? I don't know who wants to take this.
Okay, so Justin? I've got at the venue, so it'll be at the end point. We've got a couple meeting points where we're going to meet. It's going to be NPN Auto, Galleria Toti, Nandi Drive Northbound, and Camperdown Clubhouse. And we'll be leaving from there at around 10 o'clock. And then the whole thing is to get to Macro, and then from there on to Pick and Pay
Harper
by the Sea. Entry, we usually have like a little entry to our little Jaws or whatever you want to call it. So the entry to it will be like tin food, whatever you want to bring, winter blankets,
so
clothes.
So non-perishables, clothes, blankets.
Yeah. And then on the day, we've got people from Open Door Crisis Center in Pinetown, and she'll be there. We've got a couple of other speakers. We've got a couple of charities that we want to give to, and Open Door Crisis Center will be one of them for children abuse and for gender-based violence and, you know.
So let's, I just want to stop you there for a second. So we've heard of the Open Door Crisis Center before. So it's just such a shame that we have to have a place like this, but we do. Just recently, I mean, in the news, that Zama Zama and the tragic, you know, multiple rape victims in that space. We've done work before with Bobby Bear multiple times where we're talking about, the word rape comes up when we're talking about children less than a year old. I mean, it's horrific, horrific. You, as Hell's Angels and the other motorcycle clubs coming together against gender-based violence, what do you think we can do? Because I understand we can sign a petition. I understand we can walk on the streets and we can, hell no, say no to rape. But what really, I mean, do you have something, if you had to give a letter to a president and say, this is what we think, what would you do to change this?
Well, I think just by us creating the awareness, just talking to the people and driving it home. I mean, this is not going to be the first year. We want to make this every year thing.
Yeah.
So we're going to build on this. And if we just keep driving it home and the people start at home and start with their kids and just give them the right messages and laugh, I think that'll help. You know, we'll at least put a footprint or do something or start something to carry this on. I don't know. We've got to try.
I'm really just asking because just recently you were sat in tears because it's a situation where, you know, you can, no little boy grows up and says, when I get bigger, I want to rape someone. Mm-hmm. Somewhere along the line, there's been some sort of a power struggle. Somewhere along the line, looking at a woman who's crying, saying, please don't hurt me, doesn't mean anything. Where do we, Heather, do you have any thoughts?
Unfortunately, it is such a big issue and there is no answer that can immediately help. I think it's more about empowering people, educating them as to what their rights are, that they do have a right. For the woman, for the kids, when something feels wrong, you know, they should have some sort of organization or someone to that acknowledges that and gives them the help, because sometimes the most of the violence and that is your immediate family. And unfortunately, you know, you need somebody's outside of that can help and assist them.
Pravesh?
Well, you know, like you initially said, Kerry, lots of people have this misconception of bikers being these bad guys and stuff like that. And the fact that we can come together and say something like this is wrong, you know, I think that's a big plus. We're coming out there like these bad guys, and but you're saying, listen, hang on, we don't support this, you know, maybe that, you know, it actually is the same thing we were wanting to do, go to schools and go in our full kits.
Yeah, with your tattoos, looking quite cool and gangs. Not, I didn't say gangster, but like looking, you know, hardcore. And if you can look, and the boys are like, these guys are cool.
Correct.
And the cool guys are saying that that's not okay.
Yeah.
This is obviously what we're trying to get. And like Justin pointed out, I think the most important thing is creating the awareness. A lot of people don't know. You perhaps see something on TV, but here's a guy standing out there in the crowd.
Yeah.
Maybe you're going through something, you can go up and talk to him when you see him. You know, it's that type of environment we're hoping to open up to. Mm.
And Max?
No, I think they've covered most of it. But I mean, it gets as far as even bullying at schools 100%. And stuff like that.
Yeah. Sure.
And there are clubs overseas specifically that will go to a school and find out who's being bullied and then bring them out and really make a complete impression of what we'll do. And this is not good. This doesn't happen. So it's all, everything in that vein.
If, for example, there is someone listening right now from a school and they would love for someone, I mean, does anyone from any of your clubs, do you guys do any talks or do you go, I'm not saying to go and pull a kid up on stage and give them a hiding. Do you guys have a representation or do you have clubs that do go out and do school visits or?
Before I was a Hell's Angel, I was a Rhino Rider.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Justin, what are you telling us?
So there was life before. And we used to be involved in a lot of abused children where we used to go and sit in the courthouses. But at that stage, I just couldn't emotionally take it anymore. Yeah. We couldn't get involved. We couldn't. It's just emotional.
It's too much red tape to save the child. Yeah,
very, very emotional. So we used to go and sit with them in the courthouse and just make sure that they're protected and give them some. But, there's so many time, like hours in a day. You've got work, you've got this, you've got that. And we couldn't commit the whole time. So, it's very difficult. And that's why these crisis centers are so important from what I've seen in the past. So yes, we have gotten involved and maybe with us creating awareness, another club can maybe pick up and go to schools and create more awareness. We've done lots of things for schools. I won't mention names on the radio, but we've ridden down halls of the schools.
Wow.
And, we used to do a lot of stuff like that and just excite the children. And I'm sure Pravesh, you've probably done something like that as well, where you just excite the children and get them motivated. And, maybe one of the other clubs in the future can pick up something like that. But just for me, emotionally, I just can't take it. I can't take it.
Well, let's talk about Tuesday, tomorrow. You're going to be doing collections. And these donations, as you said, are going to be going to the Open Door Crisis Center. So how do we find you to drop off our clothes? I presume very good quality secondhand or new clothes of any age and for girls and boys. And so how do we find you? How do we make donations? If I want to do a money donation, where can I do that?
The Women's Day Ride is obviously the 9th. That's the Tuesday. We'll be arriving there from anywhere from 10:30 to 11.
Where's
there? At Pick and Pay Hypermarket by the sea.
Okay.
There's going to be a designated area from there, and the guys can put everything that needs to be donated. There'll be a talk there, and then they can leave the stuff there, and we'll make sure that the place gets it. If people want to make cash donations or something like that, they can get hold of Anne.
And we could also put this all up on our websites as well, and we'll find out exactly what is needed, and we'll put that up on our websites also, admin@opendoor.org.za, if you need more information as well. And we can find out exactly how any money can change hands as well. I know this is all going to a good place, the right place, every cent accounted for. If someone is listening and they've always just been fascinated and now they understand that Hell's Angels are not actually bad people, they're wonderful people who just look cool and perhaps are bike fanatics or want to get into this, how does one join a club? How do you choose your club? Is it like the closest club to your area? Are there certain clubs that only take certain people because of certain criteria? How do we know this? Where do we go and find out?
From a Hell's Angels perspective, I can't. If people don't know that by now, then they'll never know. But come up to us, greet us, say hello. Don't be scared.
Just come and ask.
Just come and say, how's it?
From our club, East Coast Motorcycle Club. We are a Durban-based club, hence the name East Coast Motorcycle Club. It's literally, you join us for 3 months. You're known as a hangabout for 3 months. You get to check the vibe out.
Okay, cool.
Whether you want to be in or not. There's no obligation.
Trial period.
Yeah. So you sit there within the 3 months and then you decide. Then you become a prospect for 1 year where you literally get half a patch. That's what we call it.
A half a patch?
Yes.
Cute.
So within that 1 year, you assess it and see whether you really, you know, there's a certain criteria you got to meet within that year. And if it all goes well and you're happy with it, then we take the next step where you get your full patch and you become a full member.
How many people leave with only half a patch? No, quite a few.
No, they make it. With Justin and them, it's not easy.
some people never make it.
Some people never make it. And ladies are welcome to, especially in August.
Absolutely.
Ladies, this is your month. If you're feeling like you've been nervous, you don't want to, you must see Heather. She is so feminine and beautiful. She's sitting here looking lovely. And that jacket looks gorgeous. It's very, very figure-hugging. It looks beautiful. So you can be fashionable and fast, just like Heather. Max, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
One of the OGs, hey, Max?
Yeah, that's what they say.
You're one of the OGs. And I just want to say to all of you, thank you so much for coming and joining us and for what you're doing. And hopefully this is going to make an impression, you know, on every single man and woman. Yes, women, you've got the right to say something. Go and find someone. Speak up. You do not have to be in a situation you're uncomfortable. And guys, we get it. Hurt people. Yeah. But there's other ways to show that you're powerful. And just like these guys and lady are showing us, they are so powerful sitting here and haven't raised a hand to anyone. Thank you so much, Heather, our iron feather. Thank you so much for being with us. Hell's Angel, Justin Pravesh, East Coast Motorcycle Club.
Thank you so much for having me.
And our private Dotan bandits, Max.
Kerry, thank you. It's been inspirational. Thank you
very much for coming in. And we can't wait. Please send us all the photos from tomorrow and let us know how it goes.
Will do.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.